The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
The final game of the home schedule has been completed at SAP Center at San Jose, and in front of a set-out crowd of 17,435 fans, we had Fan Appreciation Night presented by SAP. Final score in the game, Minnesota 6 and San Jose 2. The Sharks finish up their home season at 11-25-5 at the Tank. Time now for an instant replay to tell you how it all happened here at SAP Center. In the first period, Jesper Wallstedt, starting in goal against the San Jose Sharks, made a flurry of saves in the opening portion of the game to keep the score 0-0. Here's Ruda on the right wing. Slap shot right toward the net. Stick save made by Wallstedt. Now it's in front of the goal. Granlund a chance. Great save by Wallstedt. And that shoot-first mentality, jumping right to the top of the line in the first seconds of his game. That was good. That was one of our Toyota keys to the game. But Wallstedt stopping both of those chances. And on the other side of the ice, what an opportunity for Marco Rossi. Sent to center ice. Could be trouble. Henry Thrun lost control of the puck. He slapped it into his own zone, and Ryan Hartman's going to get to it first. He slides it in front. The quick shot. Great save by Mackenzie Blackwood. He dives to his left and stops his man right in front of the net. Marco Rossi can't believe it. Rossi really couldn't believe that. It should have been in the back of the net, but Blackwood spectacularly made the stop to keep the score 0-0, and that was only the first couple of minutes of this contest. Minnesota would take the 1-0 lead as Matt Boldy would pick up a goal at 5:19. Off the faceoff, save, rebound, score! Matt Boldy, the beneficiary of a faceoff win by Minnesota and the willingness to take that shot right away toward the net. And it bounced off of Blackwood from the left point right to Boldy, and it's in the net, 1-0, Wild. Goal number 28 on Matt Boldy's season. Kirill Kaprizov's the man who got the puck to the net. He picked up his first of 3 points on the game, and former Shark Jake Middleton also assisted, all that because of a faceoff win and the willingness to throw that puck to the goal. That was at 5:19 of the first period. It was 1-0 Minnesota. After that, though, the Sharks would come roaring back, and Jan Ruda at 9:32 would tie it up. William Eklund twists his way behind the goal. Nice little drop pass there in the corner. Got it away from Eriksson Ek, and Granlund went back to the point man. Ferraro, cross ice, Ruda. Back to Ferraro, near side, back to Ruda in the middle. Blast one! Score! What a booming blast by defenseman Jan Ruda. An amazing shot by Ruda, and he makes it 1-1 at 9:32 of the first. Yeah, that was a great shot by Ruda. He was shooting from the very start of this contest. Mario Ferraro and Mikael Granlund assisted on that play. Granlund extending his point scoring streak to 11 consecutive games and his first of two helpers on the night. But Minnesota would take a 2-1 lead when Declan Chisholm would create some space for himself, and then he took a shot that Mackenzie Blackwood couldn't see. Merrill on the point, goes over to Chisholm, turns away from a check, creates space, shoots, score! Oh boy, that was quite a wrist chop in the top of the circle, and all Chisholm did was spin counterclockwise, created space and time for himself, and he lets one go up top that beats Mackenzie Blackwood to make it 2-1 Minnesota with 3:09 to play in the first. That made the score 2-1 Minnesota, as you heard. Chisholm, his third of the season, from John Merrill and Liam Ogren, the latter getting his first National Hockey League point with the assist on that play. Then, in the second period, it would be Ogren who got his first NHL point with that assist, picking up his first NHL goal, which turned out to be the game winner. Here's Kaprizov shooting it as if to accentuate the point in front. Backhand chance save. Rebound. Score! Right in front of the net, Liam Ogren is going to get his first National Hockey League goal on a play that was generated by a face-off win for Minnesota and a toss by Kaprizov to the goal. It's 3-1 Wild. Kaprizov would not get an assist because it was touched by two players after throwing it to the net. It was Ogren's first NHL goal at 14:23 of the second period, assisted by Jonas Brodin and Marat Khusnuchinov. And so that was 3-1 Minnesota. That proved to be the game-winning play. But the Sharks would make a game of it. Shortly after that, at 15:52, it would be William Eklund and Mikhail Granlund generating it, and Mario Ferraro finishing it off. The Sharks, Ferraro will push it ahead and get it out to Granlund. Tips forward Eklund, down the right, walking in, drop pass, Ferraro, shot, score! Mario Ferraro on a nifty drop pass from William Eklund, and the Sharks score their second goal of the game. It's Minnesota 3, the Sharks 2. Ferraro getting his third of the season from Eklund and Granlund. Granlund, his second assist of the game, and Eklund extending his point scoring streak to three straight games, and it was 3-2 Minnesota. We're down to the final 4:08 of the second, and the Sharks have momentum, and they're pushing, and they're trying to get opportunities on goaltender Volstead. But Minnesota just held in there, and in the final minute of play in the second period, the game completely turned around, and it started with who else? Kirill Kaprizov. Move behind the Sharks' net. It's the veteran, Brodin. Sends back to his partner, Faber. Minute left in the period. Shot by off the goalpost. Score! Guess who shot the puck? Who else? Kirill Kaprizov from 63 feet out. He put it to traffic in front. It bounced in. It rang off the post. Went off of Blackwood. And it went in. 4-2 Minnesota with only 55.6 seconds left. 1904, the time of the second period, Kaprizov's 43rd of the year from Faber and Brodin, and Minnesota was in command. Seconds after that, Fabian Zetterlin took a high-sticking penalty at 19:23. And so the Wild would finish the second period on the power play. And yes, it was Kirill Kaprizov again in the waning seconds. Sent around the boards here by Eriksson Ek. Boldy stops it. 13 seconds left in the second period. Worked loose. Eriksson Ek. Centering feed. Score! Kirill Kaprizov in front of the net has another goal. 8.3 seconds to go. It's his 44th of the year and second in the final minute of play in the second period. This one's a power play goal, and it's 5-2 Minnesota. Wow, the wheels had fallen off the cart on that one, and what a disappointing moment for the Sharks overall. The Sharks have allowed goals less than 1 minute apart 19 times, the most in the NHL. Those two, 47 seconds apart, both by Kaprizov. And both were in the final minute of play. And so that's the 24th and 25th time the Sharks have allowed goals in the final minute of play in a period, second most in the NHL. Tough thing to deal with, but it got worse in the third period as the Sharks outshot 12-8 in the third by Minnesota, were outshot 38-29 for the game. And the only goal that occurred came from the stick of Marcus Johansson on another kind of broken play off of a couple of people in front. It's fed to the slot. Merrill shoots. Tip, score! John Merrill tips that puck in the slot. It goes up top. Not sure if it deflected off of something else, but it winds up in the net. It's 6-2 Minnesota. Marcus Johansson was in front. He may have tipped it. He did tip it. His 11th of the season, Merrill and Alex Goligoski got the assist. So veteran Alex Goligoski picking up an assist on that final goal for Minnesota to make it 6-2. That was at 1:46 of the third period of play. Mackenzie Blackwood stayed with it, and the reason why he had to was because Kirill Kaprizov was trying to become the first player in history to score two hat tricks in 1 year against the San Jose Sharks. And the best chance happened with 7:40 on the clock. Here's Kaprizov moving out again to center, across the line, lead pass, Goligoski back to Kaprizov, one-time shot, and a great save by Blackwood as Kirill Kaprizov making a bid to get his second hat trick against the Sharks this year, but Blackwood was equal to the task. And so it went down to the final minutes, and Minnesota killed the clock. They win it 6-2 and sweep the season series from the San Jose Sharks, outscoring the San Jose Sharks 13-6 in those three contests. San Jose drops back now to 19:52-9. They've got 47 points, and by virtue of this loss, they will guarantee themselves 32nd position in the NHL and the most chance to win the NHL draft lottery. That is the only silver lining in what was a dark cloud in this final home game. The Sharks at home this season finished with 11 wins, 25 losses, and 5 OTs with 2 games on the road left to go. Minnesota gets their 18th victory on the road this season. They're 500 away from home at 18-18-4. And John Hines' team that won 6-2 tonight are now 38-33-9. They have 85 points on the season, but they will not go to the Stanley Cup playoffs. That is it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.